Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Like, we went down the rabbit hole because tonight's the draft, as you referenced, and it's like all of these woulda, coulda, shoulda picks that the Warriors, you know, made over the years that were awful, just awful. And I was thinking about ownership, and I was thinking about front offices, and then I was like also watching the Giants game last night, and I was like, man, like, even though they're losing this game, think of how different we all feel as sports fans and as people that talk about the teams. Just how the rhetoric has changed dramatically in 6 months for Buster Posey running the team. It's changed like no other. The Warriors made a lot of great draft picks that ended up being disaster draft picks in the 90s and in the 00s because of bad ownership.
There's been so many bad draft picks here in the Bay Area. It's really incredible. We've had some great ones, but we've had some god-awful whiffs.
Right. Like, and I was thinking about Steph Curry, right? And I was like, look, I believe Steph would have been some version of Steph. I don't think he ever wins a championship if Chris Cohen's the owner, though. Mm. I don't think they're probably making some awful trade. They're making some terrible coaching hires around him. They are, you know, not cultivating talent and bringing in Klay Thompson and Draymond Green.
It's like if he had gone to the Knicks where he thought he was going to go and wanted to go. Had he gone to an organization like that at that time, yeah, but Steph would not be the same. He wouldn't be.
No, I think he'd be great. Yeah. I just don't know what version, right? I don't know. Maybe in this alternate universe, you know, Monte's the one who stymies his development or something like that. Like, I can think of a million things. And I'm not taking anything away from the greatness of Steph Curry. I'm just saying, like, everything's got to fall into place.
I think he'd still be a Hall of Famer. I don't know if he'd be, this many rings, though. How about that?
Okay, yes. I agree with you. So, like, if you just said, like, all-time draft, pick any player you want. In this market, it's going to be Jerry and Joe and Willie and Barry and Steph, right? It's going to be some version of those guys. Well, what if I opened it up? What if I opened it up to you and I said, can go number one pick. It can be an owner. It can be a front office person. It can be a coach. It can be a player. If I gave you the number one pick all time in Bay Area sports to start your franchise, everything is equal. This is an expansion franchise. What are you taking? And that, I started thinking about all of the different options that you could go with. And I think there's an argument for all of these players. Like, there's an argument you bring in Ronnie Lott. No one's going to take Ronnie Lott number one. You know why? Leadership personified. Toughness, one of the greatest defensive backs the game has ever seen, right? No one's going to call in and be like, Ronnie Lott is who I'm taking number one overall. We're probably going to take the quarterback.
Right.
We're probably going to take one of the baseball player sluggers, right? Bonds or Willie Mays. We're probably taking Steph because of how great Steph is. Maybe it's Wilt Chamberlain, right? You know? And it got me to thinking, and I want to ask the audience, like 888-957-9570, in honor of the draft and everything, and also in honor of great ownership like Joe Lacob and Eddie DeBartolo, who changed the fortunes of Bay Area sports fans forever. As you see John Fisher, in Sacramento, and you see him
in Las Vegas,
with a shovel in Las Vegas, right? Like, so I think it's, if I gave you the number one pick all time in Bay Area sports, player, front office executive, I think Jerry West has an argument.
Yeah.
Right?
Not a bad one.
Okay.
He did a lot of work with other organizations, though, but that, I'm not going to hold that against him.
Okay. You referenced Tony La Russa in the segment before, Bruce Bochy. If I gave you any head coach ever, or any player, or any front office, or any owner, who you taking number one? And I think I've got the most controversial one.
So 888-957-9570, let's throw that out to the audience. It's the same number to call or text, 888 888- 957-9570. The number one pick in the all-time Bay Area sports draft. We're including ownership, managers, front office executives, players. They had to have done that, though, professionally here in the Bay. So, like, Tom Brady is from the Bay Area.
No, we're not.
But we're not. That's not happening.
He has to, you have to play or coach or be a part of something here for at least like a year.
Now, are we including college sports at all? Collegiately?
I think
like
we'll, Tara Vanderveer. Let's just stay professional.
Professionally. Fair
I think
enough.
It's easier if we stay because then someone's going to come in with like the rugby coach.
Well, if we're doing the NBA draft, and that's what kind of what this sparked this, NBA draft is professional. We'll keep it professional right now. That's fine.
So maybe I'll just make the argument now.
Like, do it. That's the number one
pick. I'll make the argument now. So if I had the number one pick to run my franchise, and again, this would be any sport, I'm picking one individual, and it's not a player, which I think there's a... I almost always go, hey, like good coaches always have great players. But I think one of the most valuable things to be in any sport is a talent evaluator and a play caller.
Ooh.
And if I was looking to run an organization and start from scratch and build from the bottom all the way to the top, my number one pick in the history of Bay Area sports over any other owner, over anything, it would be Bill Walsh. It would be Bill Walsh because number one, I'm getting...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
And one of the greatest X's and O's coaches of all time. So on the whiteboard, he's going to be able to make the most out of the least. Number two, one of the greatest talent evaluators the game has ever seen. Now, he wasn't alone. He brought in great people, right? So I think part of why I'm taking Bill Walsh number one overall is because of the people he hires, like McVay, like all of the staffs that he had. I mean, he hired George Seifert. Look at what his coaching tree was offensively. You can't talk about modern football without talking about the influence of Bill Walsh. And then the players that he identified and brought in. We're going to go straight to Joe Montana. There's no doubt about that. But I referenced Ronnie Lott, and he drafted Ronnie Lott. I referenced Dwight Clark. He found Dwight Clark. Bill Ring, the guy was a walk-on practice squad dude who came out of nowhere. They did open tryouts. He took over, Bill Walsh did, one of the dormant teams in all of sports coming out of one of their biggest losing eras of all time. There is no Eddie DeBarto legacy without hiring Bill Walsh. There's no Joe Montana legacy what it is today without Bill Walsh. He was a winner at every level. He won the biggest of the big games. He found a way to win from behind. Sometimes he didn't even have the best roster. Then he built it up and then revitalized it on the fly and found the greatest wide receiver of all time and found another Hall of Fame quarterback to back up Joe Montana, and bringing him in ended up bringing the best out of Joe Montana. So I'm sure a lot of people are going to want to take number one overall, Steph Curry or Barry Bonds. Heck, they might want to take Joe Lacob. They might want to take Eddie DeBartolo, and I'll listen to that. You might want to take Bruce Bochy. You might want to take Willie Mays. Or so. I'm taking, if I have the number one overall pick in Bay Area sports all time, I'm taking the greatest coach in this market, one of the greatest talent evaluators of all time. I'm taking Bill Walsh, number one overall.
888-957-9570 is the number. And again, what's your number one overall pick? We're not going to do like number one, two, three, four, five. No. Your number one overall pick, all-time Bay Area sports draft. We're keeping it professional, but it could be a player, front office executive, manager, or owner.
Joe, I think Jerry West has an argument.
I think Jerry West, I'm still taking. I'm going to lean to the player. I'm going to lead with the most beloved figure.
Ooh.
I think he's going to go down in the history of this market. it's going to be Stephen Curry.
You think it's Steph?
It is Stephen Curry, and it's, as far as I'm concerned, it's going to go down. We're going to look back on it. It's not even going to be close. This guy is global, Joe.
It's true. I can't argue.
This is Bay Area, so we are keeping it here.
Yeah.
But even just here, if it's global, just think about what it is here locally. Oakland, San Francisco, South Bay, North Bay. He is that guy. He is. I'm not going sacrilege. I know the guy's a Christian, but damn it. Jesus-esque sometimes. The guy is just perfect. He is.
But what?
I know it's blasphemous. I know, but he is.
I'm not trying to, you know, I love stuff. You got to have great teammates. And if you don't have a great coach and the great infrastructure and great teammates, like, you can be some version of Barkley or Reggie Miller or whatever. Like, maybe he wins one. He doesn't win four. Without Joe Lacob, without Steve Kerr,
I know.
Without Draymond,
they matter.
Without Clay,
they matter. But that's the argument for every single great player of all time. Michael Jordan, is he winning all those without Scottie Pippen?
No.
Is he doing that?
No.
No, he's not. Without Phil Jackson.
No.
Right? So, yeah.
And look, their GM was excellent. They brought in Kukoc, and they drafted Horace Grant.
They want us to think Jerry Krause was just the worst person in history ever. No, he was excellent. That was a hit, by the way. Like, that whole doc was a major just hit piece on Jerry Krause, that whole thing. So much so that they were booing just Jerry Krause when they were remembering him, and his late wife was there. You remember that? Oh, it was awful. That was one of the parts I did not like about the Jordan doc, was just the character assassination of Jerry Krause.
So you're taking Steph Curry, because if you're going to go player, that's fine. You're taking him over Joe Montana.
I'm taking Steph over Willie Mays, Barry Bonds, Joe Montana, Bill Walsh, Al Davis, Eddie DeBartolo. Everyone.
So you're going him number one overall.
I'm going Stephen Bleepin' Curry.
Wow.
Number one pick in the Bay Area sports draft.
I think a lot of people are nodding their heads in the Bay Area with you right now. Is my Bill Walsh number one overall selection, is that too controversial?
Well, Am I overthinking it? Where these two are one and the same, though, I'll argue, is Bill Walsh and Steph Curry. They both changed the game. They changed the game with the West Coast offense and the three-point shooting offense and the motion offense that we're all seeing around the league today in the NBA.
That's a good point. Well, I just think of, like, close your eyes, Bay Area moments. I mean, Bill Walsh is maybe hand in the dirt, talking to Joe before the Dwight clutch. It's one of the greatest moments in Bay Area sports
that,
history.
And I also think about him just outwardly saying, we have two exactly. starting quarterbacks, and there's a quarterback controversy. The audacity to just go out and say we have a quarterback controversy. Could you imagine someone doing that today? I still laugh at the absurdity of it, but only Bill Walsh could do that, right?
I love Bill so much.
He loved the creative tension, right?
I know.
The pressure putting it on Joe from Steve. Yeah.
The reason why I loved Bill Walsh so much is he always showed his vulnerabilities and his insecurities. He used to call people when they would lose. He would be so sick to death after they would lose. He would call all of his friends and people that he trusted, and he would ask them to like critique me. And he was just constantly stressing about it. I think he was extremely brilliant, but I also think he was a tortured soul, like Robin Williams and some of these other people that are so talented in one aspect, yet so flawed. And I think that part of his flaws actually make me love him more.
And you just look at the coaching tree of a Bill Walsh as we're going that. Weish, Seifert, Denny Green, Holmgren.
I mean, come on.
Right?
Pete Carroll was on his
staff.
Then
you think of all that. You just go to Holmgren right there. I can think of multiple Super Bowl winners right there. John Gruden, Andy Reid, right? Just two right off the top of my head. That one, because that is a direct link to Bill Walsh.
I think that there's an argument for Lacob, for Al Davis, for Eddie DeBartolo. You know, I mean,
we mentioned Al Davis. Bill Walsh's first ever professional coaching gig was with the AFL Raiders. There you go. Richie in Queens.
Let's get it started.
We love you, Rich. I'd be shocked if Richie wasn't going baseball here, because we know he loves his Giants. But Rich, number one overall pick in the Bay Area sports draft. Who would you take?
You know, I was thinking, you don't want to go 1, 2, 3, 4, but, you know, I was going back to 58. What made him change the Bay Area when he came over in 58? Yeah. You know, how there was nothing there. And I brought up, and you mentioned Walsh right up there. You mentioned Curry. You know, Bonds never won, obviously, what he did. But the guy that comes to mind, and I know he played under Walsh, is Montana. Mm. Because the guy threw to 65%, which is unheard of in his era, 80 more touchdowns and interceptions. And I understand that Walsh gave him that ability with that West Coast offense. But for him to produce the way he did, I kind of lean towards him. So And Bochy up there, too, to give you three championships. Wow.
You so, got to think about
but
Bochy.
But as far as an individual,
yeah,
Bochy has to be up there, you know. And, you know, and real quick, the Giants guys, can I touch on
yeah,
that?
Yeah, go ahead, Bridgie.
You know, we talked about, do we want to see Devis Rake lose 2 out of 3? We won 2 out of 3. And my feeling was to win 2 out of 3, and which they did. And you brought up a good point. I know the Marlin game, it's early, but when you look back, and it's 1 or 2 games, because this wild card is going to be insane. And Minnesota, I mean, Milwaukee's not going away. St. Louis is not going away. Cincinnati, I don't know if they have enough pitching. Braves are a back. I don't know if they have enough pitching in the bullpen. But these games are really important. And we talked about Fitzgerald. I like the kid, but Schmidt's going to be our second baseman. I know he's not physically gifted, but I think the guy, I think Schmidt's got a little bit of a resume now, guys.
I'm with you.
For him to hit the way he's hitting, I got to give it. And again, with Adames in the ninth inning.
I know.
Down 2-3-2 pitch. Please, don't be looking for a walk. You know, you're our guy. What are you getting, the take sign at 3-2? I thought that was a terrible. He has been such a, and I touted him, I thought with the Rocky series, he's going to be a stud the second half. But him, obviously, barely to hit that long fly ball. But Adames, and what has happened to Lee?
Right now, Lee and Adames look exhausted. They're going to face plant into the All-Star break.
So you're not drafting either of them with the number one overall Bay Area Sports draft pick.
I mean, would you draft Posey? Because you get a good player and the front office.
So Richie went Joe Montana. You've gone Bill Walsh. I went Steph.
Is Jerry going to get any mentions?
Again, we're not
Is
doing...
Is Ricky going to get any mentions?
We're not doing 1, 2, 3, 4. It's just who would you take number one overall? That's the question.
It's just who you would take number one. You're starting from scratch. It's an expansion franchise. You can have an owner, a front office executive, a head coach, or a player.
888-957-9570. It's the same number to call or text. We're getting a lot of Joe Lacobs on the text
Joe
line.
Joe Lacobs getting a lot?
Joe Lacobs getting some love. I've gotten some Barry Bonds. I'm not mad at Barry. Guy's incredible. Greatest baseball player Jim Leland ever saw, as he told us last hour. Probably the greatest baseball player I've ever seen, right? Hell. Again, Willie Mays, there's an argument there. The guy, like, what was Bay Area sports prior to Willie Mays being here? Not a lot, Joe. Not a lot. I know you weren't alive back then, but
my
you're a historian
of
sports.
Of all time.
I mean, he's your dad's favorite. He's my dad's. He's your dad's favorite player, right?
Yeah, he legitimized professional sports in the West Coast.
Right.
Period.
There you go. Cole is in Oakland.
Hey,
wants to join the conversation.
Who you got?
Cole, who you drafted number one overall in the Bay Area sports draft?
It's got to be Joe Lacob. And I know the text line stole my thunder, but you can't have Bay Area sports history, especially in the last, 15 years or so that we've had without Joe Lacob. Never, I don't think. I'm almost 50. But very rarely do you see a player overcome bad ownership.
I agree.
A front office overcome bad ownership. And if you're looking at the textbook way to do it from the top down, it's got to be Joe Lacob. I mean, look at the Valkyries. The Valkyries haven't even played to the All-Star game yet in the WNBA, and they're the most valuable WNBA franchise. So for me, it's Joe Lacob, hands down.
Thank you, Cole. All right, so we've got Walsh, Curry, Lacob now, and we've had a Montana call in. All right, this is, again... The Bay Area
There's
is
no wrong
stacked.
Answers.
No, there are no wrong answers.
But Joe, I love the way he explained that.
Yeah.
See, that's what I want from our callers when you call in and when you contribute. Like he's right. Name me a great player with awful, like terrible, terrible ownership.
Meddling ownership that they've
like
overcome.
All-time great.
I guess you could argue Reinsdorf has not been a great owner.
He's won championships in multiple sports.
He has. I'm saying people would say he's not a great owner, though. But again, he's won championships, so I'm not going to totally fault the guy. It's hard to think of one. That's like overcoming bad owner. Like if Harbaugh and the Chargers win a Super Bowl this year, I think they would have overcame bad ownership.
Okay.
But I say that, they did hire Jim Harbaugh, right? Like, so I got to give the owner some sort of credit there, right? For Spanos and Cho, for realizing they had a problem. They bring in Jim Harbaugh. Now, Jim wanted to also, like, want to come here. It's kind of like the Lakers lucking out because LeBron wanted to go there and went nowhere else, right? They kind of got lucked out, but that's the brand that they've cultivated, even with the bad ownership as the Buss family is now selling.
Well, you could win one or two, maybe, with bad ownership. I don't think you win, you know, 3, 4, 5.
Right.
Like some of these other ones with bad ownership. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't also devolve over time. Right. Like, I think Jerry Jones was a great owner. I don't know if he currently is today. The way Al Davis, at the end, wasn't as good as what he was in the 70s and 80s and 90s.
Right. No, it's a great point. And I think Al Davis would be a great one if someone wanted to call in and say,
coach.
Al Davis. Yep. Coach, general manager, owner.
Owner, identifying talent.
First Super Bowl here in the Bay.
Cutting edge.
Cutting edge. Went to historically black colleges and universities. And was going through there when no one else wanted to do it.
I think he has a great argument.
Great argument to be involved in this. And again, as you mentioned, he got Bill Walsh his first ever coaching job.
Is anybody going to take Lincecum?
Ooh, Timmy? That's strong.
I know.
That's strong. I don't know about that. Carter, you got some?
Yeah, I'm going to read a couple from the YouTube chat here. Pierce Evans, Jerry Rice is going number one.
Ooh.
I love Jerry.
El Guapo, Bill Walsh.
Okay.
Tanya Siao, Bill Walsh, Eddie D, and Jerry Rice. She did three picks. Doesn't count. San Jose Jazz fan, De La Salle and Chico State's Chris Wondolowski.
That's actually not bad. Although he missed that big Olympic goal.
Yeah, against Belgium.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm still hurting to that this day.
Somewhere Ryan Covey was fist pumping.
But again, that was a national team that wasn't local for the San Jose Earthquakes, where Wando obviously was a baller.
Keep
with
going.
167 goals in his career for the San Jose Earthquakes.
Delwin 510, Al Davis.
Yeah.
And then Jedi, we have Bonds or Ricky Henderson.
See, I think Ricky's got a great argument.
Yeah, Ricky's a
good one. Ricky did to stolen bases what Steph did to the three-pointer, what Bonds did to the home run.
Right.
And Ricky is an all-time player, one of my favorite players of all time. And then swag personified. You don't get bat flips that you do today without the collar popping, the way he would snap the glove in the outfield. Ricky's an all-timer.
Ahead of their time. You were mentioning Bonds being ahead of his time when it came to like his relationship with some of the coaches and players. Him and Ricky, man, definitely ahead of their time when it came to the swagification of baseball. And Ricky being a local guy, just like Bonds, I think that plays a part in it. He's from Oakland. Bonds is from here in the Bay, man. Like, it matters. It matters for
no
sure.
No question.
888-957-9570. Number one overall pick in the Bay Area Sports Draft. You're starting a franchise from scratch, if you will. You can go anywhere on the board with a Bay Area legend, if you will. You want to go Steph? You can go Steph. You want to go Joe Lacob? You can go Joe Lacob. You want to go Steve Kerr? Is Steve Kerr going to get any love here? He's won 4 titles. I know he triggers a lot of people, and Carter's shaking his head. Steve Kerr, someone could take if they want to.
I want him to have no part of player identification when it comes to my organization.
That's a joke. Mo is in Livermore.
What's up, Mo?
Mo, who are you taking number one overall in the Bay Area Sports Draft?
Hey, guys. For me, it's got to be, if I'm starting a franchise from scratch, I'm taking prime Al Davis.
Mm, okay. Ooh, make the argument.
So, you look back, everything that guy created with the Raiders in the 70s is what still wins today in football, right? Speed, deep ball, and then get to the quarterback. That was it, right? Being physical is all we love. The guy found talent where nobody wanted to go look. He didn't care about your personality. He didn't care what you had going on. The dude just wanted to win, and last time I checked, that's what pro sports is all about, is just winning. So got ugly there at the end, and you know, but my guess is most owners will probably have some issues as they own something for 30, 40, however many years. But, you know, the guy, if you're talking about the Bay Area, he did it. The Raiders were not the Raiders when he got them. They were essentially a expansion team. So if we're starting from scratch and I'm getting prime Al Davis, I got to believe we're going to be in a good spot. And he found Hall of Famers. I mean, you look at those 70s teams, the amount of Hall of Famers that came out of there. It played in all the big games. You had minority coaches, minority players. You had guys that weren't making it anywhere else in the league, and they came there, revitalized their career, and became Hall of Famers.
Mm.
So,
great call.
Great call, Mo and Livermore.
Great call,
and
Mo.
You know, with Al, much like Lacob, his ability to market the hell out of his team.
No question.
And just have a brand. He was one of the first guys to actually like make his team a brand, if you will. He likened the Raiders in their look because it used to be black and gold. And they were going off the army and how they looked. Mm-hmm. And he grew up in New York. He was a big Yankees fan. And he always knew the Yankees, they just had a brand, the Bronx Bombers.
Right.
They were big, they were strong, they were menacing in the pinstripes. And he wanted the Raiders to be big, strong, menacing. So he went silver and black, and it's been the color combination. Hell, today you just ask anyone their top five favorite jerseys is probably going to be in there. It's iconic.
Are you surprised this many people are taking non-players?
No, because I think we realize just how important it is. The owners are just so damn important. As you mentioned, John Fisher, and you juxtapose that with what Joe Lacob has been able to do in Golden State, it matters so damn much. And honestly, it matters to, like, if the owner's not going to be involved, putting the people in position to succeed, right?
And not messing it up.
And not messing it up.
Part of the legacy of Jerry West is not just, like, who they acquired, it's who they didn't get rid of.
Mm.
Not getting rid of Clay and Draymond for Kevin Love is one of the greatest moves this organization's ever done.
Right? And then you think of Jerry West with all the other different sports and all, or I shouldn't say sports, franchises, Lakers with Kobe, to tell Kobe not to leave the Lakers, right? He was like, Kobe wanted to leave, and Jerry's like, no, you can't do that.
Brought in Shaq.
Right,
he brought in one of the greatest free agent signings of all time.
Well, hell, like, let's go
brought
to
in Durant.
The Showtime Lakers, right? Hit Pat Riley, all of it, right? Mike is in San Ramon.
Hey,
wants
Mike
to join the conversation. Mike, number one overall pick, Bay Area sports draft. Who you drafting?
I'm drafting John Madden.
Why?
I mean, he took also Rans to Super Bowls, changed the way we broadcast Monday Night Football and football across the landscape, and video games are played because of that guy. There's no one close.
It's actually a really good call.
Okay. I'm not mad at that. That's Mike and San Ramon saying John Madden. So we got a couple Raiders here. And John Madden, another guy, kind of synonymous here in the Bay. He didn't grow up here, but Pleasanton, California, I just think of whenever I drive through
he
there.
He went to Jefferson High School with my grandma's friend.
Yeah, pretty crazy, right? He was born in Minnesota. His father was an auto mechanic. No, you're right. You're right. San Francisco. So he moved here when he was a little bit younger, Daly City guy.
Yeah.
But again, like a guy that's synonymous with the East Bay, Pleasanton, Raiders, Oakland, and then the video game aspect of it all, right? Like, you still play it today. You hear the name Madden. Hell, most kids probably don't like John, like Madden. No. Oh, Madden, you think of the game. Yeah. John Madden. That's the guy. He's in a larger than life figure.
Him and
a massive human being.
God, him and Summerall were just the best. That was 90s football for me. God, he was the best.
I'm just looking at his career of everything too. And the guy that worked so damn hard. I don't even know where Hancock is. It says he was a coach at Hancock. Excuse me, John. San Diego State defensive coordinator. Then he was a linebackers coach of the Raiders. Head coach from 69 to 78. He did have, at one point, I think he still might, like the highest winning percentage for a coach with at least 100 wins in the history of the NFL. So as a coach, he was still good, but he got burned out, man. Kind of like McVay. He was so damn young that he could have kept going, but he didn't want to. Like there was the reports or rumors that McVay was getting burned out. He might make a shift to, you know, like Fox or something like that. But he found his love again and love for
football.
Yeah,
it was $25 million a year. That's where he found the love.
Well, and Matt Stafford stayed healthy. That helps a little bit too, right? John Madden's a good one. We've got Al Davis. Again, number one overall pick in the history of Bay Area sports. Who are you taking?
Carter, you're going to get in there?
Got a couple more from the YouTube chat here. Brandon from the YouTube chat. I thought this one was really interesting. Joey Chestnut.
Ooh, San Jose guy too.
Might be the biggest winner of any of them, honestly.
Joey Chestnut. Hey, we got 4th of July coming up next week, by the way. Joe, do you tune in at all to the hot dog eating contest?
Everyone does.
Well, but he wasn't in it last year. Is he going to be a part of it this year, Carter?
He is.
He is? Confirmed?
Big news, he is.
That's going to double the viewership.
The hot dog, the brand is bigger than Chestnut. You know, he's got to get involved. It's like missing out on Augusta. Right? Am I wrong?
He is synonymous with hot dogs at this point. How does he not have his own hot dogs, by the way? Has he not, like, created his own brand of that?
Speaking of which, I actually had a hot dog over the weekend. We went to the Rio Fest in Monterio.
Not a sausage?
A lot of hippies. And there was a hot dog stand, and it was delicious.
What do you get on your hot dog?
Well, this one, they put cheese and all this extra stuff, ketchup and mustard, and it was delicious.
I'm asking you. You get a hot dog, what would you prefer on it? Joe Shasky's hot dog of choice.
As long as I get some mustard, I'm good. Like, it doesn't have to be a lot. I'm not.
Are you that anti? You can't put ketchup on a hot dog.
Who says you can't?
Oh, people. people get mad at it. I'm just saying.
I've been to places where they put mayonnaise on the hot dog too.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I have no problem.
Well, in like Seattle, don't they have like cream cheese on it or something?
That's going a little too much.
Stop!
No, they do. They put some like jalapenos on there. I'm not mad at it. Again, as we were talking about cheeses, this or that the other day, cream cheese, very, very good and delicious.
It is.
I actually substitute it for ricotta sometimes because it's fattier. It's very sacrilege in Italian households, but I kind of like it more sometimes. There you go. Gave you a little tidbit. You don't know what to do with that. That's fine.
I just
love the reasoning for it. It's more fatty.
Fat equals flavor, as we all know.
It's true. Speaking of-
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.